Hey everybody, it's your weekly Cool Ducks Heat and Air podcast team, where we help you understand your HVAC system with today's show called Why Your HVAC Dies at 3 a.m. 7 Emergency Fixes. Remember to check out our other podcasts at coolducks.com at the end of the show. Now let's get started with money-saving HVAC tips. Y'all, it's 3 a.m., hotter than a cast iron skillet in August, and your AC just gave up the ghost. Sound familiar? Well, buckle up, Buttercup, because I'm about to save you from making some expensive midnight mistakes. First things first, before you do anything else, march yourself over to that breaker box and kill the power to your HVAC system. I don't care if you're in your underwear, just do it. Next, if you've got a gas system, take a big whiff around that unit. If it smells like rotten eggs had a baby with a skunk, get everybody out and call the gas company. No joke on this one, folks. Now, open up them windows on the shaded side of your house and get some cross ventilation going. Think of it like CPR for your home. Everybody needs to camp out in the coolest room you got. Usually that's your basement or a north-facing room. Before you start dialing every HVAC company in the phone book, let's play detective. Check that air filter first. I'm telling you, 8 out of 10 emergency calls I get are just dirty filters choking the life out of perfectly good systems. It's like trying to breathe through a wool sock. Next, mosey on over to that thermostat and make sure it's got power and set it 5 degrees below whatever temperature it's showing. Then check your electrical panel for any breakers that decided to take a vacation. Finally, go outside and clear all the junk off your outdoor unit. Grass clippings and leaves are like kryptonite to air conditioners. Let me tell you about Sarah from Marietta. Her AC died on a Sunday afternoon, and she panicked. Called the first emergency service she found, paid $300 just for them to show up, and another $150 for a $12 capacitor. That same repair on Monday morning would have cost her $120 total. Unless somebody's life is in danger, that emergency call can wait till morning. While you're waiting for help, get creative. Wet towels draped over box fans work like homemade swamp coolers. Put ice packs on your wrists, neck, and temples where them pulse points are. Drink water like it's your job and skip the heavy meals that'll just make you hotter. Here's your homework. Right now, before your system breaks, save your HVAC contractor's regular business number in your phone. Most emergencies aren't really emergencies. They're just inconveniences with bad timing. This has been the Cool Ducks Heat and Air podcast team. Stay safe and comfortable.